I came to Kubab City as a boy, brought here by my parents, who fled one Sodom and entered another and never looked back. My father was a soap maker. My mother was a housewife. Before I was born, she'd been an aspiring torch singer. After I was born, she gave up the torch and tried to be a mother. But motherhood wasn't in her. She did everything in her power to keep me from coming into being, but she failed. Here I am. Growing up, I heard her singing in the shower, her voice silky and seductive. Dry, she wrung her hands and became ill, moans and wails coming out of the bedroom, a burning in her womb. My grandmother took care of me, my grandmother who was all power and love, bountiful love and meaning, and when she could no longer, a bevy of aunts fawned over me. There was Leonora, who bathed and dressed me. Alba, who woke me and powdered me with talcum. Minerva, who tried to teach me the ways of the world. And Carlota de los Angeles, who made me kiss the Virgin every day. Though I never learned what that brought, or why it was better than eating a banana or listening to rain splattering on the roof. Finally, there was Marina, who took me to the beach and told me that all great things come from depth. She put wreaths of seaweed on my head and made me stand at the water's edge so that I could feel the tongue of the sea at my feet. I couldn't take a step without their knowing. I couldn't say a word without their leaping with excitement in exultant dances. Quick, flighty steps into the light of the future. I woke up at night, clawing at the mosquito net, thinking my mother's illness was my fault. Years later, I found out it was. In Kubab City, my father became a teacher of high school Spanish. My mother, a secretary for a perfume magnate. In reality, she was his mistress. Her womb stopped burning. She brought home perfumes, leftovers from the magnate, and the apartment smelled of my sin. My father accepted his horns with convenient indifference. By the age of 12, when I began to feel the pull of sex, I suspected that he was having an affair with Cornelia, the housekeeper. I heard them giggling in the kitchen when they thought I was asleep in my room. And there was something in his tone of voice when he spoke to her that wasn't there when he spoke to my mother. Complicity, duplicity, the quicksilver language of love. Mama and Papa never fought, but between them was a space I filled and cushioned like cartilage between two bones. Kubab City was a subject to its own rigors and laxities and demands and dynamics. Gone were my grandmother and my aunts. Gone the slow warm days of the tropics. The creatures Minerva brought me, slugs, toads, and lizards, she dissected so I would learn how the world worked. The answers in their entrails, she said. She pulled out the lungs, the stomach, and the liver, and laid them out on wax paper. There, she said. Where? I asked, moving closer. All I saw were tiny lumps of tissue, wet and spongy to the touch. In Kubab City, I heard the steam shovels digging, the workmen screaming orders at one another, the taxis and trucks blurring out their songs like maladapted geese. Hey, papo! Hey, mamita! Coming through, coming through! Get that van out of here! I'm making a delivery, man! Move that piece of shit or I'll give you a fucking ticket! Cocksucking scumbag pig! Mama, what is a scumbag? What your father wasn't wearing the night you were conceived, she might have said, but didn't, as my father wasn't really my father. Instead, she answered, nothing, an insult. You shouldn't repeat it. I was born nearly blind, couldn't see but 6 inches in front of my face, sometimes 7 or 8 if I'd rested sufficiently the night before. Beyond that was a gray ooze, filled with indistinguishable forms, emanations from the bodies of those close to me. When I reached out and touched them, they were solid and responded in the ways those close to you respond, affectionately, patiently. Then I move in close enough to make out their features. My father's Roman nose, my mother's stony eyes, the smudge of her mouth, the dry riverbeds of her hands. When their patience wore out, they spoke, "Ay, muchacho, enough. Go read your encyclopedia."